Temperatures in the low 90s here in central Alabama, mid-80s down on the coast. And on Monday, we start to get a little hotter, high in the low to mid-90s. And I think we'll be in the mid-90s by Tuesday again, both days dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation to expand broadband services across Alabama. Two bills signed Thursday specifically target small communities that are often underserved by high-speed internet. Alabama lawmakers have approved legislation requiring public universities to develop and adopt policies protecting campus free speech. The legislation limits university officials' ability to cancel campus speakers. This bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature. And Alabama News Network is hitting the road today for Your Town Friday. We'll be in Georgiana for the 40th annual Hank Williams Festival. The festival starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but we're getting you ready for the festivities starting today. Catch our live reports at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attorney General William Barr. He says special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether the president obstructed justice.
The number of measles cases across the United States has just broken the record.
The president is warning Mexico, you will have a 5% tariff per month on all goods unless you start getting after illegal immigration.
Calls for new protection for fans as a foul ball strikes a little girl.
Out of Missouri, where the last clinic performing abortions in that state could be closed down in the next 24 hours.
President Trump pushed back hard against Robert Mueller's stark statement that if he could have cleared the president of a crime, he would have done so.
That means you're innocent. Excuse me. Then he should have said, you're guilty.
James the Champ strikes again.
A new total of $2,382,583 for 31 days.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Land that I love.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, Dan will be here in just a moment. Right now, you get the producer, Joey Clark. I hate referring to myself in the third person, but let's have some fun today. It's Friday, folks. Fun free-for-all Friday. But we have some serious news to cover. I mean, right now I'm looking at our television monitor here in the studio. A bombshell interview with William Barr on CBS. I believe the full interview was released this morning. And William Barr's big news is that, number one, the Justice Department is not meant to be like, you know, an alley-oop in basketball, folks? Like, the most epic assist you could have? You're not supposed to be the guy passing the ball to Congress for the slam dunk of impeachment. That is not what the Department of Justice is all about. And the other big piece of the news coming out of this William Barr interview, William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, is Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether or not Trump obstructed justice. The whole Office of Legal Advisory aside, the Office of Legal Counsel, excuse me, the OLC opinion that you can indict a sitting president. He could have found, if it wasn't the president, I would indict him. But he's not the president, so I won't. He could have said that. So the big question today is, all right, Robert Mueller, if you knew you couldn't indict a sitting president, and because you couldn't indict a sitting president, because you're an employee, technically, of the Department of Justice, and so you wouldn't even render an opinion, let alone, you know, actually put forward an indictment, why did you spend tens of millions of dollars? $40 million? $40 million. Why would you do that if you aren't going to render an opinion one way or the other? And that's what's so frustrating about this, is that it's become almost an ultimate political Rorschach test. The president and folks that stand up for the president, even folks that are sometimes critical of the president, but they're good Republican team players. Let's move on. Now, on the Democratic side, oh, this is a big call. This is Mueller telling us we need to impeach. See, he threw us the alley-oop pass. Let's slam that baby right through the hoop. Here's the thing, though. I don't think the Democrats will impeach the president because there will not be a conviction in the Senate. It would be amazing to see, though, in the Constitution, if the president is the one on trial in the Senate, the presiding officer is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. So you could have John Roberts presiding over a Senate hearing on the president of the United States. I don't believe it's ever gotten that far. Andrew Johnson was impeached. Bill Clinton was impeached. But we've never had the big dramatic showdown in the Senate, I don't believe. We might have had a vote or two. But there have been, I think, 11 or so people who have been impeached in that fashion. The House votes articles of impeachment. Here are the charges. The Senate then votes on whether or not those charges, well, it's found guilty. And all they're finding is not guilt or innocence in a criminal sense. That's not what impeachment's about, and the Constitution makes that clear. What impeachment is about is whether or not somebody has done things that constitute removal from office. But high crimes and misdemeanors is not exactly defined in the Constitution. Essentially, impeachment's a political standard. It could be that we don't think you're fit for office, but you're not going to be in any criminal trouble. Could be we don't think you're fit for office, and then once you stop being president, once you're convicted, impeached and convicted, watch out, now the regular law enforcement arm of the government's going to come after you. Like, say the president literally murdered somebody. Like, his chief of staff, like, Reince Priebus just got too nasally in front of Trump, and Trump, you know, shot him on Fifth Avenue. He could be impeached and convicted in the Senate, but all that impeachment and conviction would do is remove Trump from office. Then it would require the proper prosecutor and the proper jurisdiction to bring, say, murder charges, whatever. That's ridiculous, I know, but that's just an example of how it would work. But I don't think the Democrats will do this. And here you have Nancy Pelosi saying Trump wants us, what's the word? He wants us to impeach him?
Yeah, he wants us to. He's like Dirty Harry saying, make our day. And we're not going to make... You dirty, dirty Trump. We're not going to do that. We're just going to show the people how dirty you are. You know, you're so dirty that
I can't stand Pelosi.
Joey, you sound just like her.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Well, we're sitting here waiting on Dan. It should be a good Friday. Should be a good Friday indeed. I think this bar interview... I'm a little bit frustrated in the sense that I would have liked more out of Robert Mueller than that 8-minute terse statement he made.
Well, you know, whenever we appointed the special counsel, his job was to find out if there was any collusion with the Trump campaign.
Yeah, Trump himself with the Russians.
And he admitted right off the bat in his little statement the other day that, you know, really, we can't charge a sitting president, so we already made the determination that we weren't going to charge him.
Well, and they didn't find sufficient evidence on anything in terms of conspiracy with the Russians.
None. But wasn't he supposed to find that evidence? Wasn't he supposed to make the determination?
Well, and what they do is they keep moving the ball. They keep saying, no, this was so much about, and Dan and I talked about this yesterday, this was about finding out the degree to which the Russians interfered in our election.
Right.
No, the major thing was the conspiracy collusion. At least, I think that's the reason we've talked about it the last 2 years. But now there's no evidence of that, so we're going back to, this was just about looking into what Russia did.
So case is closed.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, it should be closed, but I think rightfully so, people like William Barr and Michael Horowitz and Durham of the Nutmeg State, Connecticut.
Yeah.
The U.S. attorney there.
Ruby's
and Hubert out in Utah, appointed by Jeff Sessions. I think they are rightfully looking into the origins of the investigation, because apparently, as Dan has pointed out, Robert Mueller just took what the counterintelligence investigation dug up and took it as gospel.
Period.
Yeah, what? Crossfire hurricane, they called it. Right after Hillary's investigation with her email servers over, Strzok and Page and the whole crew move on to looking into what the Russians are doing. And essentially, Mueller accepted their findings and didn't really look into all that.
You know, the thing that gets me is, if you have an investigation into something, that a FISA warrant was originated by a phony document, that document he never looked at. He never investigated.
The Steele dossier.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't that have been easier to do? Just look at that and find out what's going on?
Yeah, and that's where there's all these questions rather than answers. That's what I find so frustrating, is Mueller supposed to be the gold standard that would give us answers to this very contentious political issue.
Well, our taxpayers' dollars at work.
Oh, yeah. But here, folks, we're going to hit a break. Dan is here. He's getting set up. He's working his pipes, getting his voice warmed up, gargling hot sauce. I thought he didn't eat hot sauce.
You know.
But it wakes you up, apparently. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to The Dan Moore Show.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Friday. TGIF edition. Joey, thanks for getting the show started for me.
Absolutely.
And Big John, thanks for also jamming with him.
Shake it up, shake it down. Move it in, move it out.
Sorry I was running a little late there. The last night when the president did his thing on Mexico, that he's going to do the tariffs, I have all these alarms that are set on stock market indicators. My phone was dancing off of the table. I mean, it was like every alarm that could possibly go off went off. So I opened these market up and looked at it. Had it showed a negative 300 points, and it really is funny because my company has actually hired, or it's got a person that's assigned to do nothing but economic Trump indicators.
Okay.
And what he does is every time Trump does some type of statement or makes something and the stock market reacts to it, he has gone back and done an analysis of what actually happens. So people, what they do is they sell, they panic because they think something bad is going to happen. Because
he's going to, say, raise a 5% tariff on Mexico.
Right, and then it goes up another 5%, then it goes to 15%, then it goes to 20%, then by October it's like at 25%.
Right.
Something. But interestingly enough is that every time these kind of rumors happen, because we did a thing on it this morning on Ameriprise, that he's mainly doing it just to get your attention.
Yes.
And then something normally good kind of happens from it. And when we started having all those talks with China, and then all that good stuff was happening, stock market actually went up 2,000 points over that time frame. And then when China pulled out of it, then it dropped and started doing back to where it was previously. So the guy said, you know, you got to keep in mind, nothing has happened yet. Nothing has happened yet. And until something happens, then it becomes a fact. Right now, it's strictly a thought. So we'll see what happens with it. But I thought that was interesting that Ameriprise has hired somebody that all they do is the historic data of when Trump makes a statement and does something, that to see how the market responds and what the reality of it is. So that was interesting. Considering the stock market now is down 263 points. It was down almost 400 earlier today. But some stocks are going up that are immune to these.
When did you get started in the financial business, advising business?
I'm just celebrating my 25th year in the business.
Wow.
That's a long time. I've seen a lot happen.
So when you're starting in the mid-90s, did you expect your firm then or Ameriprise eventually to have a presidential tweet division?
Did not think that. Didn't see that in the cards.
What's a tweet?
Didn't see that in the cards. So wish I were about Twitter stock. That would have been good. Okay, 272-9228. They've got the bone-in premium ribeye on sale, $9.99 a pound at Fresh Market. We're going to get the House and Senate in session for today, so that's probably going to mess up business. Legislative roundtable. I'm talking to them on the floor. They're about to do the vote cloture on the bill to about adding that the selection of the State Board of Education to be done by the governor, and they think that that vote will pass. But it's a House Bill 390, Senate Bill 397. So we'll see what kind of happens with us in the House right now. But we'll kind of keep in track with them. Also, the Hill, which I got another alarm I got, just said that the Hill is reporting that the that Donald Trump's approval rating is at the highest it's been in 2.5 years as of today. Up at 48%. It was just at 43% back in March.
Wait, but didn't Robert Mueller speak and the Democrats talk tough?
Yeah, but the main reason they're deciding is because of the economy. Mm-hmm. And you remember, the Dems keep saying the economy is really bad. Mm-hmm. It's not working for everybody. So there are these two guys up there who is not working for, because they won't get off their ass and get a job.
Right, right.
And so we're going to go help them.
I mean, it's an interesting argument in the sense that who doesn't want to make more money and, you know, bigger and better things? But come on, man. Millions of people have jobs that didn't.
They didn't have it. The consumer confidence is off the charts.
Right.
Household income is going up. You have actual wages that are going up, particularly for minorities. Their wages have gone up actually more than any other sector that's out there. So these guys are just, they just can't seem to help themselves. Now, I noticed that you opened up with Bill Barr.
Yeah, I just gave him the highlights, the bottom line. It's definitely big. I mean, it created more questions for me, but it's also interesting to hear Barr clarify what Mueller said. I would love to see the two of them, Mueller and Barr, sit down and talk.
That would be interesting. Sure. I can just, from the conversation last night, I think that the Republicans are just going to be quiet and let the Democrats bring Mueller in, and then I think it's going to be interesting how this whole thing goes down. There's a lot of stuff that's breaking out there. Let's start with the Jan Crawford interview with William Barr. And, I had to go back and add the B. Now, some of these clips are going to actually be cuts that you've heard a portion of before. CBS did not put the entire interview out where I could cut it all. They gave it to me in bits and pieces. So do the one, then let's go to 1B.
All right.
In an exclusive interview, Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have said whether he believes President Trump committed a crime. Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford traveled with Barr to Alaska, where he's listening to the unique concerns of Alaskan natives.
Their interview lasted nearly an hour, and Jan was able to press the Attorney General on issues ranging from obstruction of the Russia investigation to his review of how that investigation began back in 2016. Jan Crawford is with us from Anchorage. Jan, what did the Attorney General have to say?
Well, I mean, right out of the box, he said he was surprised when the special counsel told him that he was not going to be making a decision on whether or not the president committed the crime of obstruction of justice. He said he didn't really press him on that, but then he and his lawyers at the Department of Justice analyzed the evidence Mueller had gathered and made the decision himself. He said that he couldn't exonerate the president. You looked at that evidence, and you did. I mean, what's the fundamental difference between your view and his?
Well, I think Bob said that he was not going to engage in the analysis. He was not going to make a determination one way or the other. We analyzed the law and the facts, and a group of us spent a lot of time doing that and determined that both as a matter of law, many of the instances would not amount to obstruction.
As a matter of law.
As a matter of law. In other words, we didn't agree with the legal analysis. A a lot of the legal analysis in the report, it did not reflect the views of the department. It was the views of a particular lawyer or lawyers. So we applied what we thought was the right law.
By the way, as we go through this interview, you're going to realize that William Barr was by far the right choice here. Love Jeff Sessions to death. But when you listen to him and how he handles the questions, so she is going with him to Alaska, and then this interview takes place the day after the Mueller press conference that he finds out about while he is in Alaska. This guy is top-notch. I tell you, he is really, really good. Let me go to a break, 272-9228. We'll be back with more on William Barr right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Shake it up, shake it down.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dick Brubaker. My family's been in the car business for over 70 years, and we have a name you can trust. We have locations in Montgomery and Prattville to make it convenient for you to get the vehicle you want at the price you need. As we celebrate the savings, join us for the Memorial Day sales event going on now through May 31st at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save up to $12,645 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 Big Horn Quad Cab. More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. It's truly the best combination of grit and grace. It's the Memorial Day sales event going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's your better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/19.
This Memorial Day is our Brubaker family commemorates all men and women who have died in the military service defending the United States. We also salute those who are actively serving. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is considering legal action to stop President Trump from imposing new tariffs on Mexican imports, unless the government there does more to stop people from sneaking across the border.
5% across-the-board tariffs are set to kick in June 10th. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the plan has been under discussion for some time.
Mexico has the ability to step up and do more. The president has been asking them for months to do that.
The levies will increase incrementally depending on Mexico's response and could hit 25% by October.
Fox is Rachel Sutherland. A levee breach in western Arkansas has dozens of homes flooded and an area evacuated. Fort Smith, Arkansas City Administrator Carl Gefkin says there.
The minimum for saying it's a flood stage is 22 feet. And as you've heard, we are currently at 40.5 feet.
The Arkansas River flooding started in Oklahoma. It's been receding some there now. This is Fox News.
The
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. It's getting dry and everybody's asking about rain, but there's no rain in the forecast for the next few days. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I've got the rain chances at about 10%. High temperature in the lower 90s today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine will be in abundance. It looks dry to me here and on the coast with high temperatures in the low 90s here in central Alabama, mid-80s down on the coast. And on Monday, we start to get a little hotter, high in the low to mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid-90s by Tuesday again. Both days dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Hey, reminder: any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Gotta go by and see them. I'm telling you, they got great stuff. I'm heading down there. Either this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon, just to kind of check out the things going on there. I know they have great peaches because I've got some. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Clint, I am great.
Sir?
I said, I am great.
I am too.
Good.
I watched a bar interview on CBS.
Yeah.
And I like the way he gave his answers. And Mueller, why can not man come to a conclusion of 2 years investigation?
That is that's a great question. And the question that is really the rumble that's out there, is Mueller a white hat or a black hat guy? And there is a sense that he is kind of complicit in a whole bunch of this stuff. And it's allegedly said that Rosenstein kind of said that was a bad choice that he got talked into to pick Mueller, and that that was not a good choice.
Well, wasn't Mueller an Obama appointee?
He was. Well, I don't know if he started during Bush.
It was during Bush because Obama appointed Comey.
Yeah. There you go.
And so but he served through the Obama administration, too.
He did.
Then one way or the other, he could have said, no, the president did not, or the president did.
Yeah, he could have, and you're going to get that out of the out of what I'm going to play, the Jan Crawford interview. And the question's going to really be, which is why the Republicans want to talk to him, is when did he know that there was no collusion? And why didn't he stop then? Now, he's probably going to be able to say, well, I definitively didn't know that till later on. But I think there's a lot of explaining that needs to go on here.
I think Mueller should go to Congress. I mean, why would man lead up to Congress to start impeachment proceedings?
Because maybe that's what they wanted to have happen.
But he could have solved the whole situation on his, hey, he did or he didn't. Is done. But now we keep going on.
Well, if he would have said he did, then you would be right where you are now, the discussion of impeachment. If he said he didn't, then everything would have stopped. So I think in essence they've got exactly what they want. And it's like Donald Trump said, the insurance policy, I think, is what's happening right now. They are creating enough confusion and problems for Trump to try to slow him down and make him look bad.
Well, yes, sir. That's always been the case since the man became president.
Yep.
I don't get this stuff, Mr. Morris. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we're going to kind of get into this in today's show, but this is really, and I think you guys are going to like Bill Barr a lot more after you hear him talk impromptu to Jan Crawford.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Glenn, I heard you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. I heard you ask Barron the question, why do people not respect motorcycle drivers?
Oh, yes, sir. You heard that?
I heard that. And let me tell you something. They don't. And you know why? Because they've never been on a bike. And if they would get on a bike, they would understand.
Mr. Morris, let me tell you the other day in Prattville.
I heard what you said.
This car got behind me. He's on about to put away. Are you still there?
I am.
And it teed me off. So I put the bike in neutral, put down a kickstand, I walked back to the car. And I said, hey, man, you think you can get a little bit closer? I mean, you were put off my back tire. He said, what you talking about? I said, dude, if somebody takes you back, if somebody hits you in the back end, guess who you going to hit? You're going to hit me. I don't have a seatbelt. I don't have a airbag. I said, man, I'm defenseless. And he got mad. He said, I'll get out of this car and whip your ass. That's what he told me. And I said, well, get out of the car. If you want to take it that far, let's take it that far. I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend. She said, no, honey, don't do it. I mean, you don't get out of a car, you're going to hit a biker. What does a biker have on? A helmet.
Okay, well, okay. Clint, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let's continue on with Jan Crawford and Barr. This is the second part of that question.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right, he could have reached a conclusion.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
Before leaving for Colorado, President Trump dismissed any suggestion of House Democrats launching impeachment proceedings.
I never thought that would even be possible to be using that word. To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
He also attacked special counsel Robert Mueller.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
It's interesting the way they kind of piece this thing together, by the way, and how they presented it. I kind of detected a little something from Jan Crawford out of this, but Bill Barr just did an outstanding job of how he handled this. Now, when we talk about Mueller's conclusions in the 2020 election, listen in.
That decision, offered up in a four-page summary, opened the Attorney General to criticism.
The response was that you were too soft on the president, that actually the special counsel was a little sharper on obstruction.
I was just trying to state the bottom line, and the bottom line was that Bob Mueller identified some episodes. He did not reach a conclusion. He provided both sides of the issue, and his conclusion was he wasn't exonerating the president, but he wasn't finding a crime either.
I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation.
While Barr testified before Congress about the special counsel's report, Mueller wants the report to speak for itself and signaled he does not want to testify.
Do you think he should?
It's up to Bob, but I think the line he's drawing, which is that he's going to stick to what he said in the report, is the proper line for any department official.
We asked Barr about Mueller's final caution.
That there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election.
How's the Justice Department working now to ensure this doesn't happen again in 2020?
Yes, well, you know, we do have a increasingly robust program that is focusing on foreign influence in our election process. I talked recently to the director of the FBI about putting together a special high-level group make sure we're totally prepared for the upcoming elections.
Do you think enough was done in 2016?
Probably not.
Ah, was there enough done in 2016? Probably not. So now Jan Crawford's going to ask him about spying. Interesting answers here.
The president has repeatedly accused former intelligence officials of dropping the ball by fixating too much on his campaign.
They were spying. They were spying on our campaign.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred.
Yes.
Into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
Some former intelligence chiefs have said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
What have you seen? What evidence? What makes you think I need to take a look at this?
Like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
What do you mean by that?
That's all I really will say. Things are just not jiving.
Now, Barr said that he believes that government interference into the U.S. election is just as dangerous as foreign interference. And that's why he's started this new review of the intelligence community's actions leading up to the 2016 election. And he said he asked the president to give him the authority to declassify certain information that he believes would be in the public interest.
That's a little nugget there. He asked the president to declassify, to give him the power to declassify. Could you see Jeff Sessions answering that question like that?
No.
That is why, I mean, I love Jeff Sessions to death, but I tell you what, William Barr is the right man at the right time to do that job. We're going to go to a break, coming back with more on the spying issue right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Don't forget, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, doing that today. Also, $9.99 premium bone-in ribeyes at Fresh Market. Okay, let's continue on with William Barr. Is going to continue on with the spying issue here. A lot of little nuggets in here.
The president contends intelligence officials from the Obama administration illegally surveilled his campaign, and Barr agrees there was spying.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law and properly predicated. And if it is, then it's an important tool the United States has to protect the country.
I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
Barr has launched a new investigation into whether the surveillance was appropriate and possible bias among senior Justice Department officials who worked on it. President Trump believes some committed treason.
You don't think that they've committed treason?
Not as a legal matter, right?
An illegal matter.
But you have concerns about how they conducted the investigation.
Yes, but, you know, sometimes people can convince themselves that what they're doing is in the higher interest, the better good. They don't realize that what they're doing is really antithetical to the democratic system we have.
What did Barr mean by that?
Well, I mean, he went on to say that the concern is that officials can kind of start to see themselves as guardians of the government, that they know better than everyone else. And so they can justify doing things that, even if out of bounds, you know, are for the good of the country. They may see facts through a biased lens and not even realize it. And Margaret, that's why he said it's so important that law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, when they're doing investigations, that they follow their rules and standards and procedures, and why it's important that afterward there be some kind of review to make sure that government power was used properly.
Did you hear how she said, what did he mean by that?
Yeah.
Man, that was so telling to me. And said, you don't think it was treason, do you? And so that's what they did. You know, you don't think it was really spying. You remember when Shanine asked that question in New Hampshire?
Yes.
It's kind of, you're not really suggesting that they were spying, are you? Yeah, I am. It's a question, was it authorized or not? And this guy is so ripe for the job. So ripe for the job. And I'm sorry that they didn't do this thing in its entirety in one lump sum. I had to kind of piece it together here because, I mean, she said, did over an hour interview. I'd love to see the outtakes of this thing. I tell you, William Barr is outstanding.
Well, and also that little comment of, well, what did he mean by that? It was like, well, sometimes people who think they're doing the right thing are doing the very wrong thing. It's pretty simple, lady.
Yeah, and it's things that we say here in the air. When you are sitting in a room and everybody's thinking the same way you are, coming up with a plan sounds damn good when you come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very plausible, very feasible. But it's only to those people in that room. And I've watched people do this. I've watched them go, well, we'll go do this event. I go, no, we won't. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And you got to have somebody that's going to kind of knows a little more about it or kind of see it from a different direction. But that's what happens all the time. And the Dems are doing this constantly. They're constantly coming up with what can they do as a group to undermine what somebody's doing. They just took it to a much further extent here. Okay, so now he's going to be talking about the about his authority to declassify, and again, it's going to get back to he asked the president for it, and then there's another little nugget of information that you're not kind of getting from the press. That is, he's already spoken to other intel chiefs about this, and he's gotten kind of the green light from them. You don't hear that from ABC, CBS, and NBC.
So, Jan, now that the Attorney General has that authority, did he indicate whether he'd be willing to work with the intelligence agencies before deciding what to declassify?
He did. Not only was he willing, but he already has. He's already spoken with them. He said they're being very supportive of those efforts. And he said, you know, that he does have the authority to make those decisions on his own. And there may be the exceptional circumstances, he put it, where that would be necessary. But he intends to cooperate. I mean, he intends to work with them, and they are being cooperative. And he said he found it amusing to read media reports and complaining and fears about him leaking classified information. He's been in this business 50 years, he said. He started at the CIA, and he knows how to protect classified information, and he said he is going to do it.
Okay, so that was another little nugget of information there. He already has talked to them, and they're very, you know, willing to help him out in any way. So imagine this. So William Barr goes into the president and says, Mr. President, I would like to ask you to let me to declassify this and let me look over all this material and decide what needs to be seen here. So in your Donald Trump voice, ask William Barr, why would you want to do that?
Why, will you, Bill, why would you do that, Bill? Why, I mean, I tried to do that before and I got major blowback.
Because, Mr. President, I have seen things that raise a lot of questions.
Are you talking about the treason?
Are you talking about the coup?
The treason. Well, Mr. President, it might be sedition. Well, I don't know what that means. It's probably treason.
Would you not have loved to be in the room when that conversation happened?
Do you think Mueller's a never-Trumper? He just doesn't like Trump?
I'm telling you, I think Donald Trump was like orgasmic when he asked that question. Just ask again, just say it slower. I'm telling you, I mean, and so that had to happen a little while ago. And because he's been doing that, I think what happened is, I think he gave him authority to do it, and he started doing it, and then he announced it.
Right.
I think that's what happened. Because the rhythm of this whole thing has been to get in front of the story, to get things in action before the bad guys, the black hats, can go start taking action. Because remember, we didn't see, you know, McCabe and Brennan and Clapper all kind of start saying anything until Durham was appointed. And then we find out Durham has actually been on the job possibly for 2+ months.
And what we do here, Dan, every day at the end of the day is media analysis and a little bit of politics and talking shop, but it's really media analysis. And one thing that is markedly different is that the leaks and the stories in like the major newspapers, Post, Washington Post, New York Times, they're not driving the narrative anymore. It's almost like they're playing cleanup and playing catch up.
Right, such as the, well, maybe there were spies that were talking in the New York Times article.
This might reveal sources and methods, and, oh, Durham's probably just doing a review, not an investigation. Like, it's all reacting now to events that are coming out.
I'm telling you, folks, I've got a feeling on this thing, particularly from the chatter level that's happening in D.C. and among my groups. This is... I think this has a potential of being overly explosive because I don't think William Barr does these kind of things lightly, and particularly getting Durham and then the IG stuff and getting the declassification. He's kind of hitting all the numbers here. He's ringing all the bells. And he, I believe, is going to do this right. Dan Morris Show going to our top of the hour break. We'll be back with more William Barr right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.